she went over there to school. And
what your grandfather, you said, was a
farmer? Yeah, a cotton farmer. Now, back in those days, it was just, that was all it was. I mean, in this area here, was nothing. They didn't even have rice farming, and of course, beans. People didn't even know what a soybean was back in those days. It, up around Stuttgart, they had rice, but then through all this area right around through here, was nothing but cotton.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, now they have quite a bit of livestock and things. People, but the livestock that people had back in those days was just for their own use, just like everybody'd have raised a few hogs and I have a cow or two or something like that for a milk cow.
Yeah.
Well, now, it wasn't as much of that. That's getting really back to my grandfather's time or early time, but of course, people did have cows on up to, I don't guess they've had cows now, though hardly anybody, though, for the last
30
years or more, I guess, now. But you see a few people out in the country that, well, hardly anyone has a milk cow anymore. That's just almost, but people have a few chickens or something like that. But there's very few people even fool with chickens anymore.
When you were back during the Depression, you said y'all moved out to the farm at all times?
But everybody back in those days, everybody even in town would always had a few chickens. You had your own chickens and you'd have your own fryers. You never went to a store and bought a, but they used to have peddlers that come around, though, at a lot of times, but you never bought a fryer in a store or anything. The people would come around in, with a wagon and selling all kind of vegetables and have...
Tell me about that.
Would sell frying chicken. I mean, not frying side. Well, frying side chicken or sell hens or rooster or whatever, or turkeys and things like that, and they'd bring them in from out in the country.
Mm-hmm. And but did you have somebody who might cut up meat and bring it around? Or?
Well, sometimes they did have meat, too, didn't they?
Not
as much meat. Mostly the meat was in the stores. But I think a few of them out in that way bringing sausage and that kind of stuff, prepared meats and hams and things. But just really fresh meat mostly was then still in the grocery stores back in.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But people living in the country back in those days would, in the wintertime, would kill their own hogs and put up hams and bacon and that kind of stuff. Because after we moved the country, we even did that ourselves. In fact, we even had a milk cow after we got, we never had one when we, see, we lived here, in, I lived here in Pine Bluff till I was 16 years old, and that's when my parents moved to the country.
Yes.
And then I even came back up here and stayed with an aunt for a couple of years and finished high school here.
Yes.
And then I went on down and went to work in the country then, and laid out of school a couple of years, and I went off to school for 2 years, went up in Henderson. It's Arkadelphia, which is about 70 miles from here. Henderson State, it's a state school.
I see, well, can you tell me about the way, how would y'all build a fire back in the old days?
Of course, like, of course, in Pine Bluff here, it was always gas ever since I can remember.
Uh-huh.
It was gas. In fact, we had a light in our living room. There was both a gas light and an electric light. I never had. It's kind of unusual, but it was a chandelier that was in the ceiling. It was just like the gas light. It was natural gas, and it was just like these Coleman lights. They had the little mandrel, and you just turn the gas on, and it'd make a light just about like a Coleman lamp that you see now, and it really put out a bright light. And we'd leave that thing at night. We wanted to leave a light on at night. I don't know. They'd leave one of those little gas lights on at night, and it'd burn all night.
Yeah. Now, can I ask what your occupation is now?
I'm postmaster down at Alltown, the town you're talking about, and I go back and forth between here and there.
Yeah. Alltimer is where, in relation to, it's in relation to Pine Bluff here.
No, right.
Well, it's a little northeast of Pine Bluff.
I see, about...
well, it's just about 14 miles from city limit to city limit.
And this county